Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were talking about the mighty men of Nineveh fleeing from the battle. Let's continue with that today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, no, my friend. How could he take Mary, a poor girl, a girl who would later have to offer a sin offering for her own self? How could he take a young lady like that and make her a vessel for his only begotten son? I don't know, but he does. He does. Well, we're told that the walls are destroyed, and now their mighties flee away. And again, you think about that. Their mighties flee away. Oh, yes. They are the worthies of verse 5. They were the great and gallant as well as the powerful. The word here used is the one used of the warriors. Warriors who returned from the battle and stood above the rest. They had been the valiant heroes of the army. Oh, everybody thought, man, these guys are great. Look at them. Boy, they are tremendous. And who can stand against these guys? And really, nobody would be able to stand against these guys under normal conditions. I mean, these are tremendous men. They are the men that were their mighties. They stood out above the rest. Now the people, though, women and children, they're there and they're crying, "Stand! Stand!" Right there in verse 8. "Stand! Stand!" Why are they crying, "Stand, stand"? Well, these worthies are cowards. They don't look back, nor have a hint of remorse for not looking back. They know what they did in other places to women and children while they killed the men. Now the tables are turned. They know what happens in that situation. They leave those women and children to fend for themselves. They're there crying, "Stand, stand! Don't leave us! Don't forget us!" You see, riches and pleasures mean so very little when the war is on and you're about to lose your life. When it involves your life, those things mean little to nothing. Riches and pleasures will mean little, but at the white throne judgment, when a man stands before God, all the riches, all the works, all the things of this life will mean absolutely nothing before being cast into that lake of fire, because they would not humble themselves, admitting their need of a Savior, and repent and receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. They simply would not do that. That pretty girl finds out she was used. But in hell, how many will find out too late that Satan used them? How many will curse the name of a Christian in the lake of fire that did not warn them? Or a preacher who told them, "Well, just do the best you can and you'll make it." A good God wouldn't send anybody to hell. All the greatest of the world's riches and pleasures will mean nothing to the person who is cast into that eternal lake of fire. Don't go from the riches of the world to the rags of the eternal flame of fire. Think about that. Don't go from the riches of the world to the rags of the eternal flame of fire and torment in that great lake in which death and hell are cast. My friend, that's a reality. So yes, we see the riches. Oh, they're fainting. They're gone. They're but for a moment. But let's take a look at the robbers here in verse 9. It says, take ye the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the store, and glory out of all the pleasant furniture. Wow. He says, they've got so much in there. There's more than you can take. So you just get in there and take all you want. Go in there. These soldiers coming in now, victorious over the ones that are fleeing from Nineveh. The Ninevite soldiers run. The Syrian army is on the go. They're trying to get away from there, leaving their children and their wives behind. But you wonder, why the spoil of silver and gold? Because there is no end of the store. And the glory of it, and the furniture, it's all there. But you know, it's just like the billionaire. He gets old, and he dies, and he leaves those billions behind. My friend, there are not many roads to heaven, as you have been foolishly told. And some people have spoke up and said, oh, there's many roads to heaven. My friend, that is a lie, and that lie is straight out of hell. And you may say, I disagree with that. Your disagreement will not change the fact. That is a lie of hell. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind when Jesus comes back. Call his own to be unto him. Nineveh had plundered and looted everywhere they went. Their armies were so great that the armies of the world feared to face them. Oh, they would try, but oh, they'd be so soundly defeated. Nineveh had plundered. Now, it is in the palace primarily. Then in the houses of the great men of war, with a huge inventory of high-end items. They were all there for the taking. The glory sees its majesty, its honor, and its shining glory. The idea here is that these things were of great value. They had plundered, they had taken the best from the cities of the world of that day. And now, for men to think of having anything like that, that weren't of the Ninevites and the army there, it would be kind of like window shopping under normal conditions to see all those things and say, well, we can't afford that. Boy, they sure are nice. I know people like to go up and visit the Vanderbilt house near North Carolina there, near Asheville, North Carolina, and it's beautiful with its gardens and its furniture and its layout. It's a beautiful place. But it's certainly not a place that I could afford. And you know, that's kind of like Nineveh, only Nineveh probably was more expensive, would have been more expensive in today's economy. So people go by and look at those things and say, oh, I'd love to have that. I'd like to have that painting. I'd love to have that piece of furniture. It was all there. The vicious and cruel atrocities of the Ninevite army are now been repaid. All is taken. They had so much that cheap things were no longer kept. All the Assyrian army, the Ninevites, they had gone around and done this to so many armies of this world. The cities, they had even planned to do it to Jerusalem, but they didn't know the God of Hezekiah. And we remember of Romans chapter 12, verse 19, where we read, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord." God will repay, my friend. So just be aware that no man finally gets away with it. They are the worthies of verse 5, where it says, "He shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof and the defense that shall be prepared." Oh no, now those worthies, they're gone. They were gallant and powerful, but now they're gone. And so it will be with a man who gains the whole world, but loses his own soul. In Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 38, we read these words of Jesus. "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In other words, spend eternity in a lake of fire where there's no escape, there's no ceasing to exist, tormented day and night forever and ever. And Jesus goes on to say, "For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever." Now, whosoever means whosoever. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me," that is of Jesus, "and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Now, my friend, you and I, we live in a very adulterous, sinful, wicked generation. We see it in America. I cannot tell this on radio. I don't think I would even say it out loud in church. I don't think so. I would probably say this only to men, kind of a one-on-one kind of a thing. But we find out about children in the homes, and some half the time their parents aren't even married, and half the time it's a different man, different woman from year to year. But we find out that they witness some of the most vile things.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, "I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible